You're listening to RNIB Connect Radio, and I'm here in Edinburgh for the launch of the Braille 200 commemorative floral clock for RNIB. And with us is someone who has dedicated many years of her life to supporting people learn Braille. Hi Sahar, thanks for joining me.
My name is Sahar Mashiyat, and I have been working as a volunteer with RNIB and as a teacher. I teach Braille. I am a Braillist, and I have working in Pakistan for 10 years. And when I moved to UK, I started to continue my ambitions, and then I started my teaching career with RNIB, and it was a great experience to me. My connection with Braille was with my father. He was in army, and he served army many years, and during his service he had an accident and he lost his vision and both hands. Then he started work for blind peoples, and he dedicated his life for blinds. I was really inspired to him, and then I decided to join this career, and I done my master's degree in 2012, and then I started work with blind children in Berria College, Islamabad. And now I am happy to work here with RNIB. I am grateful to RNIB.
Why should people of all ages, both children and adults, learn Braille?
Braille is not a system. It's a symbol of freedom and independence and ambition for them.
And how do you feel about celebrating with all of these people with the flower clock today?
Yeah, it's a great invention of with the help of RNIB, and I am really happy to be part of this innovation, and I am really thankful, and I am feeling proud to be part of this event. Thank you.
Perfect. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.